The Fox TV special, Who's Your Daddy?, which premieres tomorrow night, has prompted an angry response from adoption groups. Variety critic Brian Lowry points out that such responses are hardly new for the network and not necessarily unwelcome.
So-called reality television has taught us many things, among them that life is an incredible journey. The real lesson, however, has been about marketing and the adage that there's no such thing as bad publicity. More than anyone, Fox has tested the boundaries of this idea, putting on programs designed to spur outrage before anyone sees them. So the network has already scored a small victory with the outcry over Who's Your Daddy? It's another game show-like contest. This time, an adopted woman is challenged to correctly pick her biological dad from a slate of candidates.
I'm your dad.
I'm your dad.
I'm your dad.
A Fox television event. One of them is her long-lost dad.
I was adopted when I was 6 weeks old.
But can she figure out who he is?
Oh, God.
Predictably, the concept alone has inspired groups involved with adoption to protest, and media outlets have found the story too good to resist. Taking a wider view, it's only the latest Fox show to trigger this game of dominoes. Remember Playing It Straight, a Find the Gay Guys dating show? Or The Littlest Groom, bringing the search for TV love to little people? What about The Swan, which puts women with low self-esteem through plastic surgery, then has them face rejection again by competing in a beauty pageant?
Rachel Swan's plan will include a nose job, lip enhancement, a chin implant, brow lift, liposuction, and several visits to the dermatologist. For her body, she'll have a breast lift and liposuction in five different areas.
The larger game here is actually pretty simple. Recognizing the TV audience's gluttonous menu of options, Fox is doing its best to get noticed, standing apart from the dozens of channels screaming for attention. Of course, that strategy can be a bit of a double-edged sword, but in theory, irking an interest group here or there is a small price for finding the next big hit. On the plus side, such blatant bids for attention have begun to yield diminishing returns. Most of Fox's reality shows this season have landed with a dull thud, suggesting viewers might be growing wise to this kind of manipulative ploy. In that respect, Who's Your Daddy could discover what everyone in Hollywood already knows, that while success has a thousand fathers, failure is an orphan.
Brian Lowry is TV critic for Variety.